Hi. This week, the question on Bible Talk is this. What does render to Caesar mean? In Matthew chapter 22, verse 15, the Bible says, "Then the Pharisees went and plotted how they might entangle Jesus in his talk. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, 'Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God in truth, nor do you care about anyone, for you do not regard the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?' But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, 'Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money.' So they brought him a denarius. And he said to them, 'Whose image and inscription is this?' They said to him, 'Caesar's.' And he said to them, 'Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.' When they heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way." Now, early in 2016, Ted Cruz was running as a candidate in the presidential primary election. His father, Rafael Cruz, who calls himself an evangelical Christian minister, he was interviewed on the Glenn Beck radio program, and Mr. Cruz used this Bible passage to teach that Christians were obligated to vote in political elections. He said, "Render to Caesar the things which are Caesar's," means Christians are obligated to vote. What he did not say, but he implied, is that if Christians do not vote in political elections, they are sinning. They are not obeying the Lord's instructions. Since that interview on the radio, I've heard several people use this very same passage of Scripture to teach the very same thing. Supposedly, "render to Caesar the things which are Caesar's" means Christians are obligated to participate in civil governmental politics. Now, the question we're asking this week on our program is simply this. Is this true? Does Matthew 22, verse 21 teach Christians are obligated to vote, and are they obligated to become politically active? The answer to these questions is simply no. This passage teaches no such thing. As a matter of fact, Mr. Cruz and others are greatly torturing this passage when they force it to mean something it never taught in the first place. I have two comments that I want to share concerning this passage. First, what does this passage teach? Well, clearly and simply, this passage is teaching that Christians should pay their taxes to the government. This is taught in other passages as well. Romans 13, verses 6 and 7 teaches Christians must pay their taxes. In 1 Peter 2, verses 13 through 17, the Bible teaches Christians to submit to the king. Paying taxes is one thing. Becoming politically active in civil government is another thing. Historically, Christians in the first century did not become involved in civil government. They obeyed the laws of Caesar until those laws conflicted with the laws of God. When Caesar commanded one thing and God commanded the opposite, Christians chose to obey God rather than Caesar. Acts 5, verse 29. Second, to whom does this passage apply? In other words, what I'm asking is, does this passage about rendering to Caesar the things which are Caesar's, does that apply only to Christians in America, or does it apply to Christians in all nations? Clearly, what the Bible teaches to American Christians, it's teaching to all Christians in all nations. What Jesus said applies to Christians living under the Roman Empire. It applies to Christians living in communistic countries. It applies to Christians living under dictatorships. If Jesus was teaching American Christians to vote and elect a political candidate for office, then it teaches the same thing to Chinese Christians living under atheistic, communistic governments in China. Mr. Cruz and others like him are inadvertently teaching Christians must vote for atheistic, communistic rulers, if indeed Matthew 22, verse 21 is teaching Christians must become politically active in voting. But the fact of the matter is, Jesus was not teaching this, Instead, Jesus and his apostles taught Christians to view themselves as strangers and pilgrims on the earth. 1 Peter 2, verse 11. Strangers and pilgrims do not become politically active in the country they are passing through. Instead, they obey the laws which do not conflict with God's laws, and they pay the taxes that are imposed upon them. They do not entangle themselves with the affairs of this life. 2 Timothy 2, verse 4. Well, thanks for considering our message on Bible Talk this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. willofthelord.com. There, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.